Rude podcast. Cody needs a root canal and some dental work stat. That's the truth, though. Okay, Cody, so tell me how your life has been. This is my husband, by the way. I forgot to do a formal introduction.
I think everybody knows exactly who I am.
I mean, I don't know. You're off a couple White Claws tonight, so I don't
know. I'm the main character on your TikTok.
Okay. I think it's Zelma, but okay.
Her and me.
Yeah, things are going to get a little bit petty tonight, but we're also going to talk about like our upcoming trip to Vegas for our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah, which we need to like actually plan out so we can have fun and get wild.
Yeah, because we're leaving in 7 days. Like,
we're totally just going to show up and wing it because that's what we do with our entire lives. We're winging it at life right now. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we've both been kind of like a little bit down, and that's why like the podcast thing kind of fell off, is because honestly we've been overwhelmed with all the kids. P.S. Like if you hear any of the kids, we have all 4 of them chickens in here right now. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean.
Well, there's been a 100 different things going on in your life, and that's why the podcast hasn't gotten enough attention, because you just have so much going on.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm almost done with my book and YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. We've been picking up on YouTube and stuff like that, trying to just, you know, do things. We don't have enough time for it all.
Finishing the book will free up so much time for you.
Yeah, I've been really stressed about that.
Yeah, well, the Don't Be Rude chick just got 60 million to go solo with Spotify.
The Don't Be Rude chick? That's me.
Oh, I meant Call Her Daddy. The Call Her Daddy chick just got $60 million to go exclusive with Spotify, and she started her podcast like 4 years ago. So here we are doing a podcast tonight. We got to get back on this shit.
Okay, well, so let's hop
Spotify.
On the... Cody.
Holler.
Okay. Listen, so we were driving home from North Carolina today. We just spent like a week in North Carolina for my cousin's wedding, and we visited Janelle and David out on the land. You know, just go read the article about that.
On the land.
On the land. I didn't really know that it was called the land until there was an article written about me being on the land.
Yeah, my favorite part was maybe David and Cody were off doing manly things.
Like, like hunting.
Like hunting and fishing.
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
But yeah, so we're on the way back from this, you know, trip. It's a 10-hour drive. Okay, we stopped halfway through to stay at a hotel because Cody, like, he's just is a bad driver. And
no, we've just done too much driving this summer alone. We kicked it off with 24 hours each way of driving an RV. That was enough driving for the year.
He just burped in the mic, bro.
Yeah, that was enough driving for the year. Then Gatlinburg with all 4 kids. And then North Carolina, we drove to Fayetteville, then to Wilmington, then back to Kentucky. It's just been so much driving.
It has. But anyway, so we're on the way back. And like me and Cody are like pretty nice people for like the most part. How many times are you going to hit that vape while we're like recording?
A lot.
Come on, bro.
Relax.
Okay, anyways. So we're on the way back from North Carolina after we stay in the hotel halfway through. So we're driving this morning. And me and Cody are, like, pretty good people for, like, the most part. But, like, we definitely are petty, especially whenever it comes to people who have, like, done us wrong in life. Okay. So if you listen to, like, our previous... our previous podcast episode where we talk about, you hear the baby screaming. Anyways, if you listen to our previous episode where we talked about Cody's ex who like cheated on him while she was deployed and stuff. Well, every once in a while we like to drop in and see how she's doing.
No, I don't. I'm a male. I don't have that level of like interest or petty in my life. But Gabby does. Gabby will be like, you remember so and so? Let's check on her. Because not only like is she the infamous character we talked about in the last one, but Gabby just loves to be petty. Like she's really easy to make fun of, essentially, at this point in her life.
Who is?
The other one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, it's really easy to make fun of her.
Okay, so the girl who cheated on Cody while she was deployed and stuff totally broke Cody's heart. I mean, had this man crying. Had this man hurt Cody's face right now. Had this man drinking Jack Daniels to sleep every night, going to PT drunk in the morning.
I hate Jack Daniels.
Oh, no, it was Sailor Jerry's. My bad.
It's okay.
Okay, so so I'm like, let's see what old girl's up to. You know, she's like a baby daddy deep, like 3 failed marriages in, like no shame.
No shade about the 3 marriages in.
Well, I mean, she almost married you too. I mean, like, I remember the phone calls that you were getting from the venue that you had planned.
Oh my God.
Like when we first started dating.
That's not the worst. I knew a chick in the army once that was on her 5th marriage.
Oh my gosh. to North Carolina, and I decide, okay, I don't know why, but I decided, you know, we got to check in on Cody's second almost wife. I would have been his third. So, so I'm like,
her too much credit.
What do you mean? You were literally in love, Cody. You were like in love. She had your necklace on deployment, the one that you're wearing right now. You remember? In Jordan, Cody? Sorry. Okay, so anyways, Cody's face
right.
Delete
all that shit.
No, I'm not deleting it. Okay, so anyways, so I'm like petty Miss Petty Queen B today. And I'm like, let me go creep her socials, just, you know, just for laughs or whatever. And I go on there and I see that there's a podcast and we're in the car and I'm like, Cody, give me the aux, bro. Like, give me the aux. We need to listen to this. And Cody's like, she started a podcast? Okay, now you talk, Cody.
I was wondering when, like, what are the dates of this podcast? Because I'm like, did she just see Gabby's podcast and think that she should have a podcast too? Like, I want to know where the inspiration came from. Where, what inspired your podcast?
Because it's not like, no, like, it's not like she's on social media or anything. Like, it's not like she really has like a presence on social media or like does anything social media related
at all.
Well, yeah. So it was just kind of like, threw us for a loop. Like, whoa, this is interesting, right?
You're not a scientist.
No, we're forgetting.
Athlete.
No, we're just forgetting so much because
we're not relevant.
What was the second episode about? Cody, did you forget that part?
No, we haven't talked about the first episode.
Oh,
yet.
The first
episode. So there's thundering, roaring noise of crickets. As soon as you start it, just imagine literally sitting in a woods and all you can hear is crickets louder than did anything else.
And then her boyfriend comes on.
But no, I want to know, like, did you set up the first episode outside? Did you think that was a good idea, or is it that loud inside of the trailer? Inside of your trailer, are the crickets that loud?
You can't be talking shit about trailers because...
You gotta get some double insulation. You gotta get a double wide. You gotta do something.
Cody.
So anyways, I assume it was outside.
So anyways...
Second episode, we only made it about 10 seconds in because you couldn't hear them talking. So we skipped straight to the second episode.
So the second episode starts off and it's like her and her boyfriend like starting off this podcast episode.
Back at it again.
Back at it again for the second episode, okay? And then like they introduce each other or whatever and they're like, well, it's like a story time episode. They're like, well, we have a story time for you.
She was like, tell him how old you are. He's like, well, I'm like 28. And it's like, no one gives a flying fuck. You're nothing. You are just a human. No one cares how old you are.
Okay, so anyways, no, everybody matters, Cody. You're being a little bit too mean to these people, okay?
Like, it's too easy to be mean to.
Okay, I'm all for being petty, but don't be too mean. Okay, so anyways, so they come on the episode, whatever. They're like, we got a story time for you. And then they start talking. Okay, apparently this dude, her boyfriend, takes notes. And he has, like, notes of this whole story time that goes down. And it's when they went and banged out in a grocery store. Was it a grocery store parking lot?
The mall parking lot.
The mall parking lot. They, like, planned to go, like, have dirty time in the mall parking lot. And I was like, Cody, what the fuck are we listening to right now?
Well, your town is a population of 12. Maybe the mall is a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. But... I mean, it reminds me of some of the stories that you told me that you had with her, you know?
No.
Anyways,
we only made it about 25 seconds into that episode also before we had to cut it off. It was just agony to listen to.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, then she was like, I don't think my dad would listen to this episode of like me talking about getting banged out in the grocery store parking lot. But it was pretty bad. And then like me and Cody talked about it and then I made fun of him. And then I was like, wow, you really ended up with a winner. Me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Dental
you
work.
You can find Gabby's ex doing TikTok dances. With 100,000 followers doing TikTok dances.
Okay, listen. Okay, you got me at that one. Okay, yeah, no, my ex-boyfriend.
You can find him on there doing the WAP dance.
In uniform. Jumping out of a plane. Just doing the WAP.
Freaking goober.
Cody, why are you so... You're more petty than me tonight.
You shouldn't have gave me the white claws before we started.
Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways.
Anyways.
Anyways, back to the dental work.
Oh my god, I gotta get... veneers for my front teeth, okay? We know this.
Okay, yeah. So Cody needs to get some veneers.
How is this the podcast conversation? No one gives a shit.
Cody needs to get some veneers, and I've seen your comments about how he has a chip tooth.
Yeah, I'm aware. I don't know if you know this, but I look at my face in a mirror more than any of you have looked at me on the fucking TikTok screen. I'm aware that I chipped my tooth.
Cody's two white claws in, and he is like trashy white girl right now. Just like ready to come for anybody. But yeah, so Cody's gonna go fly to see Dr. Miami to get his teeth fixed.
I'm going somewhere busy, but no, I'm not flying to Dr. Miami.
Well, I thought you were gonna get a BBL while you're at it.
I don't see that. I'm proud to say I don't actually know what a BBL is.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Cody.
I literally don't know.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, but see, look, I'm like a normal human, and I don't know what that is.
Normal humans know. You're just the outcast of normal if you don't know what a BBL is.
I've heard of BBL.
It's in like rap songs, too. Flew where I got her BBL or like whatever. Like
I doubt that.
I can probably pull one up right now.
Give me that ass back. That's a little Dirk song.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so anyway, so yeah, we went to go visit Janelle and David on the land. And that was, so like, I know that Janelle Evans has like a really bad rep and like all that stuff. And like, dude, have you seen the Reddit post about me since going out there on the land?
No one cares about Reddit.
Nobody cares?
Nobody cares.
Dude, I was like shocked to see how many people
hate me. Good.
I was like, holy crap, this is crazy. It really doesn't bother me that much, but I was like, wow, I didn't really know that this many people like disliked me on a personal level.
No, it's just really easy to talk shit on the internet. Like, it's not real.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's literally not real.
There's like whole entire like Reddit groups dedicated to hating Teen Mom in general.
Yeah.
Like 90,000 members.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people probably, it just jumps over their mind that that's something that you and Janelle literally have in common. And like, fortunate for everybody in the world, but also for you, especially right now, that you weren't on TV at 15 years old.
Correct.
And having to figure out how to like grow up or be an adult like while on TV and the entire world judging your juvenile thoughts and like actions.
Right. And that's like not me. Like obviously Janelle knows I don't agree with everything she's done in her past. And like we've had conversations about it and stuff like that. And I'm just not somebody to judge someone for the past whenever they're actively trying to make a change in their life today.
And I was just going to say, I think cancel culture is stupid.
Yeah, so do I. Like, I mean, like
obviously some things are deserving, like a rape.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like sexual assault is deserving, or like a murder. And you know what I mean? Like there's some things
hate
that just
crimes.
There's some things that can't be forgiven. But like for the vast majority of like, I think the internet is kind of the problem. People can publish their instant thoughts are you're able to publish them online now. And like, you have no, like, you don't have enough, you don't process things for long enough before you just put it online. And like, cancel culture is so stupid and toxic.
I agree. I mean, I think that there's some things that definitely deserve like people to be held accountable for.
Yeah.
Like people do need to be held accountable for their actions. But if people are actively trying to change, like they screwed up in the past, they deserve that time to grow. They deserve a chance to grow and learn from what they did. Like they can't immediately be canceled. I mean, like some people can. Okay. Like there are some people who definitely deserve to be canceled.
Yeah.
But there's also people who I feel like deserve a chance to start over and prove themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From their past.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead, Cody.
No, I mean, this is just like the first time in history where, you know, any one mistake that a person makes in their life, they're just like instantly never supposed to be allowed to be human again. Like, I mean, that's cruel.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because if you would have put me on camera whenever I was growing up,
yeah,
everyone would hate me.
Yeah.
I mean, for real. Like, I wasn't the best person my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, and everybody that like loves to cast stone. Difficulties with the recording setup here, but what I was saying was, I mean, fortunately for all the people that love to cast stones at everyone else and pretend they're perfect, like it's good that you weren't on camera your whole life, or that everybody couldn't see every waking moment or thought of your life, and that because like nobody's perfect and everybody has done something wrong and messed something up and everybody has like secrets, and it's just like you know, you're sitting there talking whatever you're saying about someone else when you know deep down inside that it's just because someone else doesn't know the stupid things that you've done in your life, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's easy.
Thankful for you.
It's easy to, like, you know, hide things whenever you're not putting it and blasting it all on social media. I mean, like, for instance, like, even since I've been sharing my life on social media, people never forget the shit. Like, I can post a video and delete it, like, 2 days later or even a couple hours later, but there's somebody who has a screen recording of it. There's somebody who has, you know, some type of evidence of something that I said. And it's like, I have to, like, think about every single thing that I say and every single thing that I put on the internet at this point, because somebody's always going to be there to use it against me.
Yeah, and everything has a character limit or a data limit and a time limit, and everything gets taken out of context. You don't have the time to just be in an open conversation like on a podcast and explain your thought, and everything, and things can be taken out of context so easily.
Right.
Yeah. That's my thoughts on cancel culture.
I mean, I think
people deserve a second chance.
I think cancel culture is toxic, and I think cancel culture is wrong. I do think that people should be held accountable, because it is 2021, and I think people should be held accountable for things that, you know, aren't acceptable. Yeah. Definitely. But I don't think that they should be canceled and never able to function as a human on the internet ever again. Right. If you hold someone accountable for their actions and they're like, hey, like, I realize that I fucked up, I realize that I screwed up, and I want to change and I want to do things better, they deserve that opportunity for growth. And that's how I view things. And not everybody agrees with me on that. And that's fine. Like, we're all entitled to our own opinions on things. But I think Gen Z is really, like, focused on cancel culture and thinks that it's acceptable. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're leaving in, like, a week for Vegas.
We already said that. Dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, I don't have any outfits planned or...
Dude, we need to go shopping.
We leave in 7 days, Kev.
Is it 7 days?
Yeah. 7 days.
Dude, it's going to be so cool to be like, imagine, if to all my married friends out there, imagine your anniversary in Vegas. What would you do with it?
I mean, how did you spend...
Shoot me... Don't start being petty. shoot me and Gabby ideas in the comments and DMs of, like, what should we do in Vegas for our anniversary? We were thinking about getting remarried by an Elvis stripper.
No, listen.
Tell me how iconic the photo would be.
Cody, let me talk. Okay.
No, you want to be petty. Okay. I don't know what you're about to say, and I don't want you to say no.
I was going to tell
Gabby's
him about...
Gabby's not out of the talk right now.
I was going to tell him about Fayetteville. And, like, how when we were in Fayetteville, we went out after my cousin's wedding rehearsal.
Yeah, after the rehearsal.
And Cody and I went to a bar called Cadillac Ranch. And, like,
that was fun.
Yeah, we ran into a bunch of people that we knew there. Well, that I knew there.
Yeah, that you know.
And then we also went to this backdoor bar. I ran into, like, one girl I used to work with there. And then we went to...
Backdoor was cool, but we had to leave early because I had to blow up a Waffle House bathroom. I walked in and handed them $20. I was like, look, I just have to use the bathroom. Y'all split this up, like, as a tip for everybody for me dookieing up the bathroom. Dude. On my way out, there was, like, a homeless person stumbling into it. I was like, God damn it.
But, bro, no, listen.
Then
and
we
then...
went to Cadillac Ranch. It was a country bar. That was fun.
No, why are you trying to skip over the part where we went to the strip club?
No, I was just working our way up to it.
Yeah, then we went to the strip club. And Cody, what?
I don't know what you're going to say.
I want to know how much money you spent at the strip club.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't tipping none of the girls?
Who tipped them more?
You.
It was not me.
Gabby knew one of the dancers. We threw her a $20 bill.
No, it was definitely Cody who spent the most. He kept going back to the ATM machine. I never went to the ATM one time.
Yeah, because I'm the guy that gets sent to do everything.
No. We are cutting it out right now. Not cutting it out, but we're ending this episode. We have Zelma in here. We put the other three kids in bed. We had to take a little break. You probably hear Zelma in the background. But thank you for listening. If you made it this far, go comment White Claw on my last Instagram post. And anyways, okay, I will see you guys in the next episode. What, Cody?
That's such a great idea.
Yeah. Comment White Claw on my last Instagram post if you made it this far. And thank you guys for listening.
You got the White Claws dropped on your merch stuff.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, actually, I launched some more White Claw holders, beer holders on my merch site. I don't even think I've announced my merch on my podcast yet, but I did drop a bunch of new merch with this awesome merch company. I'm really thankful that my team hooked me up with them. They are absolutely amazing, good quality merch, and the link is in my bio and all my socials for that. So make sure you check that out. And as I was saying, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode if you decide to come back. Okay, bye.